VentureCast. Big truth.
Big hope. Big hurts. Big chances.
Big truth.
Big dreams. Big goals. Big consequences.
Big truth.
Big love. Big lies. Big choices.
Big Truth with Pastor Julie Norwood Cooper.
In studio with me is my friend Boozy, and we've been friends for a while, and I appreciate your friendship. You know, we've prayed together, we've rejoiced together, we've cried together, but this episode is about how big is your God? And I ask that question because the relationship that we have with God is our personal relationship. So that's where the my comes in. When we think about God's vastness, we don't really sometimes understand that because we limit God. What's your feeling about that?
I personally have noticed that with God, I have limited him. This year, I actually promised myself that I promised God and I talked to God that I wouldn't limit him and that I would agree to do different things. You know, agreed to do different things. This year I had a speaking engagement. This year I opened up other multiple businesses. This year I was just able to do so much because I told myself it's not about me. It's about what God wants to do for his people. It's what the purpose that God gave me on this earth is. So I personally believe that there's so much that God wants to really show us. And there's so much that God really wants to do and to use us to do to bless so many different people. But I believe that we tend to limit God. We tend to limit God with our logic, you know, because God, he's not a God that's the miracles and everything that God has done. When we use our minds to actually think about it, it's not something that you can really comprehend. And so you have to step outside of that. And that's something that God is walking me through in this season, to really just see that even for me to try to understand him, that's me limiting him. That there's so many different parts to him. You know, when I was younger, I always thought that, like a book, that, okay, it's going to be, you know, as I'm getting older, I'll be like, okay, yeah, I'm on chapter 8, I'm on chapter 6, and God is showing me that I'm still even on the front page, that I haven't even gone as deep as I should. And that if I even try to really, like, when I pray to God, sometimes I've caught myself trying to have this image of him. And I've realized that God is even bigger than the image I created when I was a child to try to praise him and try to worship him, that I can't even fathom how powerful he is. I can't even, his ways are higher, his thoughts are higher, that if I try to really understand the depths of him, that's me limiting him. Even for me to say God is a big God, even the big in the word, that's me even limiting him too.
I get it, and I feel it. It's faith building in who we understand God to be. But how do you personally relate to God when you can't fathom the awesomeness of God?
That's an interesting question, Pastor Julie. You know, the interesting thing is, especially with my walk with God, it always evolves, you know, and it, you know, depending on the stage of my life, of what I need at that time in that moment, God evolves into different things. When I felt like I was motherless, God was my mom. And when I felt like I was fatherless, God was my father. You know, growing up, I didn't grow up with my parents. And I felt like God was, at points in my life, I need a defender. And God is that defender. And times where I feel like I'm alone, I don't have a friend, God is that friend. And times where I feel like, you know, when I was single and I didn't feel like I had anyone there, like God was everything. And God has been everything. And that's something that I was talking to my brother about and my husband about, is it's just like God, like, truly wears many hats in my life. He's someone that I can look up as a father. He's also a brother. He's also a sister. He's also so many different things that he's been to me. He's everything, anything that we need him to be. He can be that. Sometimes when I feel like I'm not getting enough in this area, or I'm lacking, or I feel like I need a rest, God can be that resting place for me. Whatever it is that I think that I need more of or I'm lacking, even in my marriage, there's times where I feel like, oh, I just need more support. And then I realize, you know, if I'm asking for my husband for more support, I realize I need to go to God for that. God can be anything for us. And sometimes we try to get that from people and we fail. And that's where we need to go back to God and be like, oh, I'm sorry. I've been trying to look at this person as a source, but it's God that I should go to for that source for everything. So I guess to answer your question, Pastor Julie, God has been a source of everything in my life. That's something that I've come to terms with, that he always takes places in my life that if I feel like I'm lacking or I don't have that, he's always there to fill it in.
So when you said God can be all of those things to us,
mm-hmm.
when that doesn't manifest itself, is that because we're limiting him?
Exactly. I really truly believe that God has just opened up my eyes to so many different things. And I've realized that I've limited God in a lot of ways, that this year alone, like, I've just realized that everything, every source of anything that I need, whether it's concerning finances or whatever it might be, I've been more open to it. And I've prayed to God that, God, I've limited your access to these places that you want to fill and that you just readily want to give to us. Even with my husband, when we talk about businesses and different things, and people will ask me, I've opened different, like, I do hair accessory, I do maternity clothes, I'm in different businesses, and people ask me, what business do you think I should create? You know, I'm not trying to compete with you. And well, what do you think? I tell them that the resources are like unlimited. We're not competing here. Like, there's so much room. There's room for everyone. And there's room. It's just amazing. Like, God just has so much for us, just big blessings. And I really feel like we tend to limit what he can do. We don't give him full access to allow him to just release all those blessings in our life.
I feel like, at least for me, sometimes it is those waves of doubt, and then it kind of crosses over to unbelief, because we're driven so much, even as a follower of Christ, by our emotions and what we see and facts that are around us. And so with all of those variables in the equation, sometimes we don't realize we're limiting God. We just try to continue to do it on our own. But I think what you're talking about in expanding your capacity to say, I don't know who God is because he's beyond what I could think, hope, or even imagine. And in that, there's like this true liberty to just let God be God.
Yes.
How do you get to that point in your relationship that you can just allow God to be God?
I think it just takes time, and it takes prayer, and it takes God to really open up our eyes through whatever way that he can connect with us, whether it's like dreams, whether visions or confirmation. You really have to open up your eyes to that possibility. And for me, I'm a visual person, and God uses dreams to just show me that I actually have bigger and better things. Everything I've been able to come up with and everything I've been able to piece together, God has showed me different puzzle pieces. And finally, I'm putting the pieces together. And God has created a roadmap of just great things. And I can see that every connection, everyone that I've talked to, everything is for a reason. And it didn't make sense. And at first I just thought, you know, it's just scattered. And God knows. And sometimes we have to get to a point where we just surrender and we say, God, your way, not mine. And then we can see that God's plans are bigger than anything we would have come up with, that we couldn't even scratch the surface. And so I've gotten to a point where I just have to, like, just trust God. And, like, even with my children, I, for example, my daughter and my son, when I would try to dream of, like, oh, okay, how are they going to look? And then I finally see them. They have just been the most beautiful. God has just created them and just made them into something that I would have never, even if I just try to think them into existence, it wouldn't have been as perfect as they are. And I think that's how God tries to just have us get to a point where we just like a child, like how he's creating a child in the womb and just putting everything together. We have to just trust him and just see that God is doing what he needs to do. He's doing that work, and just carry that child that he's trying to have us give birth to, and just let him do what he's going to do. There's nothing that you have to really do when God is creating that child, than other than what you initially do is to have that seed in you. And then you finally see this beautiful creation that God put together. That's sometimes how I look at my life, that God just wants me to carry it and just let him do the work. And sometimes we try to do the work by ourselves and just, okay, it's supposed to be like this, or it's supposed to, but no, God will make it into something more beautiful and bigger and better than what we can even think of.
And I know that, you know, we have a beautiful history together. And so what you're saying is true, and I've seen it in your life. You're not just giving hypothetical situations, but I also want to encourage someone that is having a difficult time carrying life right now. And I want you, if you're willing, to speak to that, because you have had really difficult times in your life and you're on the other side of that. And that doesn't mean that those things have stopped. It just means you've kind of walked through that. And so it's easy to see when you're on the other side, but what about that one that's walking through that really difficult time?
Yeah. Anyone that's going through a difficult time right now, I would just let you know that God will see you through, that this too shall pass. There's a season when I couldn't eat. I didn't even know where my next meal would come from. There's a season where I just didn't have that support. There's a season where I felt alone. There's a season that I've gone through different things, but God has used that, because what God is going to do is he's going to use me to like help other people. And so I just think that no matter what you're going through, just keep pushing through and know that even in this darkness, that God is still there, and try to see the beauty of it, because God can turn that mess into something beautiful. There's a time where I had to be a cashier, and God used that customer service experience to help me to be able to know how I want to run my business. And there's a season where, you know, I had to live with other people and deal with that. And God used that to show me, okay, this is how you treat people when they're in your home. And no matter what it was that I went through, no matter the trauma, no matter what the brokenness was, it has helped me to really know how to really deal with God's people and how to really just love on God's people. So nothing is truly ever wasted.
Because that's how big our God is. Like you said, bigger than what we can even try to describe. He's indescribable. And there's a peace and there's a purpose when you really begin to embrace that and quit trying to strive, as you have commented in our time together, that there are times that we have to, you know, God hands you the shovel and he's like, here, dig, dig. And you're like, I'm tired. I can't, I don't know how, where do I dig? And he does hand us that shovel and say, there's some things you need to do, but I'm still working. And so I think what it comes down to is trust. Do you trust God? Do you trust yourself? Do you trust the God that's in you, walking with you? And I love earlier in your conversation, your comments, you said you were talking with God and he's walking you through a season, were your exact words. And that stuck with me, because there's a lot of reassurance that comes when we know that God is with us, even in the dark spots. And that's something that you're aware of because you've walked through that with God. How do you know that God is with you?
I know God is with me because I can hear his voice. I remember a time when my car broke down in the snow. I live in Minnesota, and my car broke down and I was really angry and just in that moment, just upset. And some guy just came out of nowhere and I didn't know what I was going to do, and you have to move your car over. I was stuck in front of a stoplight, and I didn't know what to do, and some guy just came out of nowhere. He had a tow truck, and he was just like, oh, you're not supposed to park here. And I told him, I was like, well, I didn't mean to park here. What do you want me to do? And he kind of just laughed, and he was like, okay, I can take you home. Where do you live? And I was hesitant, prayed about it, and I kind of explained where I told I called my brother about it, and I told him, hey, there's some guy that wants to tow my car. It broke down. And he was able to just take my car home. Just really nice man, and didn't charge me anything for it, and just left. But in that moment, I was so upset, and I told my brothers, and they're like, okay, well, wait, you mean your car broke down and this guy just helped you and just took your car? You don't know him from anywhere, and he just came and he took you home for free. He didn't charge you? I was like, no, he didn't. Like, I still have to fix my car, and like, I don't know what I'm going to do. How am I going to get this place? And how? And they stopped me right in my tracks, and they were like, do you not know what a blessing that guy was? Do you know how much that guy would have charged you, at least $400 or to move your car from point A to point B? And that's God already working in that moment, and you didn't know that he was, and I was just shocked. And I was like, I didn't know it was even that much. I wasn't even thinking about that. I was just thinking about the next thing and the next thing. And I just think that we live in a world that's like, we don't even praise God for just one thing he's already done. We just take it as, okay, yep, that's, I'm meant to have that. It's okay. We're not grateful. But even in that moment, I praised God, and I had to repent because God already made a way. It just got to a point where I didn't even have to think of that, oh, okay, that this was a blessing, because that's how God had already arranged my life for me, and that's how God already made a way, even when there wasn't supposed to be a way, right? I didn't even know how I was going to take my car from point A to point B, but then God gave me someone to help me do that for free. And I was already, instead of me to be grateful in that moment, I was just thinking, okay, well, how am I going to get, like, what's going to happen tomorrow? How am I going to get to work? My car's broken down. What about the amount that I need to fix it? Instead of me to just thank God for even getting me home safely. Someone that didn't even charge me for that. So God always talks to us. We just have to sometimes just be quiet and listen, or just look at our lives, and we can see his hand in our lives.
So sometimes... Well, let me say, always God speaks, and sometimes it's through people. And that was your brothers reminding you of his provision, because he is Jehovah Jireh, the God that provides for us. You know, the Bible says, my sheep know my voice. And sometimes when we don't hear God's voice, at least in my own life, it's because everything and something, even myself, my opinion, my preferences are speaking so loudly that I can't hear the voice of God. But I think you've reassured us that God really is always speaking, because he's always there and he's always with us. That is peace and abundant life for me, in my opinion. That's abundant living right there. Would you pray as we close out?
Yes, I can. God, we just thank you for this podcast that you're using to minister to everyone from wherever they are. Father God, we pray that whoever needs to hear this about how big God is, that they will be able to receive this message, God, and that you will touch them. And God, that you will reveal to them a side that they need right now, God. A side of, there's so many different sides to you, God. And I pray that whatever they need right now, God, be that to them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for this time. We thank you for this moment that you've ordained. We thank you that I've been able to see my friend after almost five years. Mm-hmm. We just thank you that this moment, God, that is just precious. And God, we just pray that wherever you would have Pastor Julie touch, that she will be able to touch those places, God, and the places that we hide from anyone and everyone, the things that we don't talk about, God. Let us see you as a resting place that we can talk to you about anything, and you can be everything and anything for us, God. Lord, we just thank you. In your name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Boozie, you are a business owner, and so I want to give an opportunity for you to share your websites, you know, IG, whatever, how people can find you. And if you would just tell us your businesses and how to reach you, I think that'd be great.
Okay. So yes, thank you for that, Pastor Julie, for this opportunity. I have a maternity line called Comfortem, Comfortem. And you can see my maternity clothes on www.comfortem.com. I am also on IG, which is Instagram, if you don't know. It is under Comfortem HQ. You can find us there as well. And I also have a hair accessory line, and that is the first business I started, and that gave me the boldness to be able to start the rest of my businesses. So Wrapped in My Roots is such a blessing. You can find that on www.wrappedinmyroots.com. And our Instagram account is Wrapped in My Roots. So you can find us there. Wrapped in My Roots is the IG. in our Facebook as well. So thank you.
Our God is so incredibly big. It really is beyond our comprehension. And I think God designed it that way. He wants us to walk by faith and not by sight. Proverbs 3 says, lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge God and He's going to direct your path because He's bigger than what we can ever think, hope, or imagine. And I hope that the message is brought home in your heart that God is big. Stick close to Him. All right, until next time, let me hear from you. You can always reach me at pastorjulie525@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Head over to my website, julienorwood.com. Subscribe to my email list. Join my texting community. Let's stay connected. And what else? Got a couple of really great Christian radio stations that I would love for you to listen to. You can find both of them at audilus.com, AUDILOUS.com, Worship 95 and Praise 95. God loves you. He has an awesome plan for your life.
Welcome to Transforming 45, the podcast that celebrates the incredible power of passionate voices. I'm your host, Lisa Boat. Join me in conversation with heart-led humans who share their deeply personal stories of transformation. Transforming 45 is here to uplift, connect, and remind you that it's never too late to write your next chapter. So get ready to be inspired, empowered, and transformed. Join me in this community where through powerful storytelling, we heal and reclaim our inherent magic.
Electric acid. Are you passionate about saving the planet for future generations? Do you want to learn how to do it? If yes, then you need to tune in to the Nature Backed Podcast. It's a talk show covering the changing world around us, from renewable energy, sustainable agriculture, circular economy, to ESG and social innovation. Don't miss this opportunity to discover how you can join the movement and make a difference. Subscribe to the Nature Backed Podcast today on your favorite platform and get ready to be amazed. Electric acid.